early to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town and she's looking good. There's a fresh freckle face in the neighborhood. There's a new girl in town with a brand new style. She was just passing through, but if things work out, she's gonna stay.
Hi. Woo! Oh, God, what are you cooking, your shoes?
I'm cooking us up a mess of catfish.
Did you have to use a real cat?
This happens to be a secret family recipe passed down from generation to generation.
And I'm sure they were glad to get rid of it.
That's probably the SPCA.
Vera?
Hi. Hi, Sugar. Hi. Oh, I'm so glad you're home. I really needed someone to talk to.
Sure.
If I don't get this out of my system, I think I'll just bust.
What's wrong?
I can't tell you.
Vera, sit down.
Come on, honey. You can talk to us.
Oh, you're right.
You awake, Sugar.
It's so hard. You see, I know we all have this, but every time it comes around, I know I shouldn't. That's why I'm so depressed. Do you understand?
Everything except what you're trying to tell us.
Vera, honey, what's bothering you?
Me. My life. My whole existence.
Oh, I thought it was something important.
Honey, we're friends. You can tell us.
Oh. Did you know that in the past 3 years I've had 3 dates? Two of them stood me up and the other one turned out to be a female impersonator. You should have seen him. He was prettier than me.
Sugar, that's terrible.
And did you realize that in 2 weeks I'll be facing another birthday?
No, Vera, terrific.
Oh, Vera, honey, you're just in your prime.
Prime? I'm not even choice. I'm not even a hamburger helper.
Oh, Vera, come on.
What do I have to show for my life? You have Tommy, and you were married 3 times.
Ain't no need to get nasty, Vera.
The only thing in my life is Percy.
Percy?
My rotten canary who won't even sing to me. All he does is smirk. I even lose with my bird. Face it. My life has no pizzazz. I'm nothing. Well, thanks for talking to me. You really made me feel a lot better.
Vera, come on, it's not that bad. A lot of people get depressed when their birthdays come around.
I know, I've had a lot of practice. Well, I guess I better get home and let Percy smirk.
Vera, honey, are you sure you want to go home feeling like this?
You're right. Maybe I'll buy something to cheer myself up. A hungry cat.
Well, that's the saddest thing I ever heard.
Poor thing. She's so low she could crawl under a snake.
We gotta do something to cheer her up.
Yeah, we ought to.
I know. Let's do something terrific for her birthday. Give her a nice party. Give her lots of presents.
Honey, the best present we could give Vera would be a man.
Again with a man. A man is the answer to everything.
Are you kidding? Give me any question, and I'll take that answer every time. Did you hear her? 3 dates in 3 years? Hell, I do better than that on my lunch hour. Let me get my address book. Old Dr. Flo's magic medicine. Good for anything today, old chief. Now, let's see here. Abner, she ain't ready for him. Purvis, she ain't ready for him. Elmer, he ain't ready for her. Calvin. 2 stars. It'll be a while before I'm ready for him again.
That book should have an asbestos cover.
You know it. Look here, Elroy, state trooper, picked me up for speeding. tail. I wasn't half as fast as he was. I got it. J.W.
Now, wait a second. You're not fixing Vera up with J.W.
No, his cousin Bubba.
Bubba?
Yeah.
Bubba?
The one with one ear? You crazy? He hasn't got a brain in his head.
Oh, Alice, he's not so bad. He's got a cute dimple.
Yeah, right between his eyes.
Forget it.
No.
Well, I can't fix her up with J.W. He's the World Series. Honey, Bubba is her man. You got to learn to walk before you can run.
With Bubba, she'll be running for her life.
Trust me, honey, old Flo knows what she's doing. Hello, Bubba. This is Flo. Yeah, how you doing? Listen, Bubba. Old Flo is going to do something real nice for you. Bubba, if the operator hears you, you're going to get arrested. Now shut up. Listen, how'd you like to go out tomorrow night? Well, I've got this real sexy gal who is just dying to meet you. It's Vera, you know, the one that works with me down at the diner. Hello? Bubba! Hello! That turkey hung up on me. Well, I ain't giving up. I'm going to get Vera a man.
Flo, you're acting like Vera's desperate. Who else you got in that book?
Hello, Harley. This is Flo. Yeah, I know it's 7:30 in the morning, but I got something important to ask you. How'd you like to go out tonight? You would? Great, great. No, Harley, it's not with me. No, it's with Vera. What? You just remembered you got open heart surgery this afternoon. Same to you, Harley. May I hope you got any more dimes?
We're all out of dimes. Use them all up. You two are nuts.
Mel, it's for Vera.
There aren't enough dimes in Phoenix to get Vera a date. Well, let's set the tables.
Do you understand? We're trying to do something nice for Vera. Why don't you take her out?
What are you, wacko? I've already done enough for her. I mean, I haven't fired her yet, have I?
Don't you have any friends you could fix her up with?
If I fix them up with Vera, they're not going to be my friends. Only a banana would take her out.
Hi-ho.
I think Chiquita just walked in.
Let's peel him.
Here goes.
Good morning, Travis.
Hey, hey, hey. How's my little enchantress?
You look real terrific today. And you smell real nice.
Yeah. Oh, it must be my new eau de cologne. Eh? It's called Pushover. One whiff, and women are supposed to fall down.
I believe it.
Yeah, it's almost unfair for a guy like me to use it. You know, it's like giving a killer a loaded gun. You know this stuff is expensive?
What?
Would you believe a little bottle like this costs 30 cents?
Well, you know, inflation.
Oh, you're telling me. I won't get more than a month out of this.
Travis, what are you doing tonight?
I don't know. I just opened the bottle. I'm still waiting for the returns.
Listen, what I had in mind, Travis, was a quiet table for two in an intimate corner of a restaurant. Soft music in the background. Flickering candlelight. Toasting each other with vintage wine.
Could you make that beer? Wine gives me gas.
It could be a night to remember.
Hey. What time do I pick you up?
No, it wouldn't be with me. It would be with Vera.
No way. Are you crazy, Vera? I'm not wasting pushover on her. What happened with you and me?
Travis, you like Vera.
I ain't going out with skinny Vera. She's all bones.
Come on, Travis. She's a lovely girl. Believe me, Travis. Underneath that calm exterior lies a volcano about to erupt, a powder keg bursting to go off, and you are the match.
What time do I pick the keg up?
8 o'clock, my place.
Oh, I can't thank you enough, Alice. I better get going.
Oh, well, Travis, it's only 7:30 in the morning.
I know, but if I'm going to pick up a date, I got to wash my truck. I may even buy a new pair of socks.
Oh. How'd you do?
Bingo.
Oh, what stinks. Mel must have left the refrigerator door open.
Picking her up at 8 o'clock at my place.
Oh, sugar, you're a miracle worker. I can't wait to see Vera's face when we tell her. Sorry I'm late. Vera, honey, Alice has got some good news for you.
Vera, guess who wants to go out with you tonight?
Oh, come on, Alice. Nobody wants to take me out.
Travis!
Travis? Skinny Travis? He's all bones. Oh, sugar, he's real nice. He's tall and he's... Tall and he's
Vera,
Believe me, underneath that calm exterior lies a volcano about to erupt, a powder keg bursting to go off, and you are the match.
What time do I pick him up, huh?
He's picking you up at my place.
Me and Alice will have to get ready for your day.
Oh, yeah, by 8 o'clock tonight, you are going to be a raving beauty.
Raving beauty? You better leave now. You need all the time you can get.
Mel?
What?
Kiss my grits.
Any sign of that turkey yet?
I'll kill that bum. He's 2 hours late. Has Vera said anything?
No, she doesn't know. I took the clock out of Tommy's room.
Where the hell can he be?
Maybe OD'd on his toilet water.
Sure alone.
Vera!
Oh.
Your heart out.
Do I look okay?
Oh, you look beautiful.
Hey, Alice. How you like your new figure?
I like it.
It's the first time in my life I haven't been able to see my feet. I'm a little nervous about dancing with Travis, though.
Why?
Well, he's so bony. If he holds me too close, I could wind up with a blowout in my brassiere.
Now, remember, sugar, when you walk across the room, you have to sort of sway a little bit, you know. You have to sort of shake your... Do the best you can.
Listen, you just be yourself.
Oh! I still can't believe that this is me.
Well, when you got it, flaunt it, and you've got it. Ranted, but you've got it.
Shouldn't Travis be here soon? What time is it?
Oh, it's only 8 o'clock. 15. I'm slow.
I'm fast.
Oh, that clock says 10 o'clock.
Oh, that clock hasn't worked in years.
Oh, it's working.
I knew it. Listen, Vera, it's not what you're thinking.
How do you know what I'm thinking?
Because if we were in your place, we'd be thinking the same thing you're thinking, and it's not what you're thinking.
Look, he's not coming. How could I fool myself into thinking that anybody would want to take me out? Even a creep like Travis.
Vera, don't be jumping to conclusions, will ya? He's only 2 hours late.
Only?
Look, he could have got stuck in traffic. He could be having difficulty finding the house.
He didn't want to come.
Oh, sure he did, honey. Look on the bright side. Maybe he had an accident.
Alice, could I stay here tonight?
Sure. Tommy's sleeping across the street at Richie's.
Thanks. I've had enough rejection for one night. I couldn't stand that damn Percy laughing at me.
Vera, honey, we're sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Well, better face it. It's time to let the air out of the old brassiere.
He did show up. I'll get Vera.
Who is it?
Open up. It's the King of Hearts.
What a break.
Hey. Travis is the name. Romance is my game.
Vera, you didn't creep. You're 3 hours late.
Oh, I took a little beauty nap.
It didn't work.
Yeah, I guess I overslept a little. But the night is young, and I'm ready to howl.
You will, Travis, when I get done with you.
Control yourself, Alice. Well, I better go easy on this pushover. Ooh, it's lethal.
Boy, I'd like to pull you apart.
Fight it, Alice. I'm spoken for tonight, but I may find an opening for you on Sunday. Where's the volcano?
Travis?
Hi, little enchantress. You look wonderful. Come on, let's go.
I can't go out now. I'm not even dressed. I have curlers in my hair. I have cold cream on my face.
No kidding. You look as good as you always did.
Too late to go out.
You bet it is. You come here 3 hours late and you
Alice,
think you're gonna...
It's not that late. Vera, honey, it's the shank of the evening. It's early till you hear the rooster crow, and you got your own rooster.
Come on. We'll drive up to the lake. You'll love it. The moon dancing on the water, the sky full of stars, a bewitching mixture of nature's tantalizing elements.
Gee, that's beautiful. A bewitching mixture of nature's tantalizing elements.
Romantic, huh? I read it on a can of corned beef hash.
Vera, how do you feel? Do you want to go?
Well, I guess it isn't really that late.
Honey, it's never too late. Come on, I'll help you get dressed. Oh.
All right, you listen to me, Rooster.
Yeah.
You remember what I said about the volcano?
Yeah.
Forget it. I want you to be nice, and I want you to behave yourself.
Don't worry, Alice. I'll be gentle. I'll suppress the normal savage beast in me.
It's 5:30. Where can they be? What can they be doing at this hour?
What would you be doing?
I'll kill Travis.
Now, slow down, honey. Vera hadn't been out with the fella in 3 years. You may be worrying about the wrong person.
You think because she hasn't been out with a guy in 3 years that she would, maybe she would.
Relax, sugar. I'm sure Vera's fine. Ooh! A drop of Travis's toilet water and you wouldn't need an exterminator for 2 years.
Vito of Phoenix, cosmetician to the stars. Foot powder, our specialty.
That must be them.
Honey, what are you doing here? It's 5:30 in the morning. You're supposed to be at Richie's.
I woke up and saw your light on and got nervous. Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's okay. We're just a little worried because Vera isn't back yet.
What are you worried about? A guy goes out with a girl, one thing leads to another. Know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. How do you know what you mean?
Thanks, Mom. You got a precocious kid.
There's a lot of that going around. Ain't they giving shots for it?
Look, I live with two women. Don't you think I've learned something?
Like what?
Like if I'm not up first, I'll never get into the bathroom.
Good night.
Good night.
Hello? Oh, Vera. It's Vera. Are you okay? You're perfect? I'll kill Travis. When are you coming back? She's not coming back.
Give me that phone. Vera, where are you? You're what? You're doing what? With Travis? Oh, that's wonderful.
What's wonderful?
Well, take it from old Flo, honey. The first time's always the best. Yeah, sugar, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye. Alice, you're never going to guess what Vera and Travis are doing.
Wanna bet?
That crazy Travis? They're on their way to the Ding Dong Chapel in Las Vegas. They're gonna get married.
Travis is marrying Vera?
No, Elizabeth Taylor.
I can't believe it. I never dreamed she'd marry him.
Well, he's not much, but he's a man, sort of. And it sure beats coming home to that damn smirking canary.
Yeah, well, the canary's got something to sing about now.
I still can't get over it. That turkey really married the banana.
Well, like the song says, for every man there's a woman.
That doesn't cover either one of them. He must have been bombed out of his gourd.
I'm sure that Vera made a beautiful bride.
Oh, that's what they all say. All brides are beautiful.
Well, they are.
And where do all the ugly wives come from?
From living with men like you.
Want to see what we got for the bride?
Oh, isn't this a knockout?
I'm going to have to borrow this some weekend. I'd like every man in the world to see me in this.
They will, they will.
I think Vera's going to look gorgeous in this.
You really going to give that to Vera?
Yeah.
That's like hanging lace curtains over a broken window.
You make one crack to Vera and I'll kill you, and you better get something real nice.
I'm just kidding. I really don't know what to get Vera. I know what I'm going to get Travis, though.
What?
The blindfold.
Mel, do you know what I like about you?
What?
Absolutely nothing!
Vera! Da-da-da-da!
Da-da-da-da! Back so soon?
Where's Travis?
He's having a little trouble walking. Oh, God. What a night.
What a honeymoon.
I couldn't have done any better myself.
We never did get married.
If that's a sample, I don't blame him. You probably scared him off.
What happened? Why didn't you get married?
Well, we were on our way to the chapel. And my truck stalled.
Well, that's no reason to call off a wedding.
Well, I lifted the hood and told Vera to try and start the engine. She did. In gear. Ran right over me.
To anybody.
I seriously doubt that.
By the time they finished putting on his cast, I had second thoughts.
Me too. You know, while I was laying under my truck, I realized I really don't know anything about this girl. Except she's a lousy driver. And that ain't no basis for a marriage.
So we decided to wait until we get to know each other better.
And she learns to drive. Well, I gotta get to my doctor.
How bad is it, Travis?
Oh. Well, you know that song, the shin bone connected to the ankle bone?
Yeah.
Mine ain't.
Vera, honey, you're not upset, are you?
About not getting married?
Not really. It isn't as if I were never asked. And besides, a girl's entitled to some courting, flowers, sweet talk. And I really think I'd like that.
And you'll get it, sugar.
Sure. There are thousands of Travises out there.
Oh, I hope not.
Hey, kid, I know you had a tough time of it. So if you want, you can take the rest of the day off. It's okay.
Oh, I'm all right. Really, I am. I'd rather work. I can handle it. You'll see. Everything will be back to normal.
Oh. Well, like she said, everything's back to normal.
You banana.
Fun.